we have an interest in SJ as a historic landmark. That designation for the quad, the core campus area, speaks to the significance in American history of the Sheldon Jackson campus. And if you go back to the nomination for the National Historic Landmark status, you might think it's like the architecture or the green space or all those things, but really it talks about and speaks to more the acculturation and what was and the original purpose of the technical school. And the acculturation primarily of Alaska Natives and what was going on in the Sheldon Jackson, John Brady time span. So as the Park Service, we kind of consider ourselves kind of like the aunties and uncles of that register and our advisors. We have no direct control, obviously, over what happens. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, obviously there are items that are of interest specifically to Sitka National Historical Park. And at this point, we have, through partners, exercised an option for two specific pieces that came up in the recent plat. And my interest as a manager for the what we call the Fort Site unit is to kind of in a triage fashion make sure that I do what's in the best interest of protecting and buffering the park. And at first blush, that appeared to be tidelands. And there's a three-acre parcel that most folks wouldn't know isn't already part of the park because it's not developed. And so that's right behind where the housing units are. They refer to them as the Metlakatla units and Brady's. And right behind there is 3 acres that's undeveloped. And I've, of course, shared this with the Planning Commission and others that unless you put a sign out there and said that, you know, this was the boundary, most folks wouldn't know. And we felt it very important to try to preserve that, both as, you know, a buffer for development, but also I think everybody would have just assumed that it was already park, and that would have been a travesty to see some other development there.